Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is a company called Lehmann in Copenhagen, Denmark, represented by Mr. Bo Jepsen, who is the group COO, Air and Ocean, and his colleague, Mr. Nils Bierbom, who is the project managing director for Special Solutions. And both of them, to them, I would like to say a very welcome to this interview.
Thank you very much, Bo.
And starting with yourself here, Bo, I call you my own name almost. It's a little very seldom for me to meet my own name there, but it's good to see you. Bo, how did you get into logistics in the first place? Why are you not in a bank or in an accountancy company?
Well, it's actually an interesting question, because when I was in the commercial school, a lot of my friends actually went that way, with banking and accountants and so on. That was very popular at that time. And then I was in the military for a couple of years. And luckily, I had a very good friend there who introduced me to some other people who were in this business. Mm-hmm. So then, coincidentally, you can say I ended here. I sent some applications. And then in the port of Aarhus in Denmark, I luckily started there in 93. So.
Fantastic. That's an interesting background. And of course, you come from our biggest container port in Denmark, so to speak. Yeah,
correct.
Excellent, Bo. Then we go to you, Nils. How come you are in this racket? Why are you not relaxing by the beach or doing something else? How come you ended up here?
back in the early 70s, first I started to go in as trainee in an accounting company for 2 years. And there I had some knowledge about an interesting business area, transportation, for some of the customers I made accounting for. So after 2 years, I decided to join Lehmann in 73.
Wow.
And it was a other time at that time.
Yes.
No mails, no mobile phones. So, yeah, here I am.
Wow, that's impressive. I mean, talk about a long-standing career. Right. So very good. What I'd like to first of all, starting with you, Bo, what can you tell me about Lehmann of Denmark these days? Of course, for me as a Dane, I know the name very well. I know it has a very high reputation on a global scale. But who are Lehmann today in a few words?
Well, Lehmann is very, as you say, a traditional company. It's a private-owned company. We are currently, our headquarters is based outside Copenhagen, where Nils and myself are located. Mm-hmm. We are present in 8 countries. Okay. We have a little bit less than 30 offices and around 800 employees. Mm-hmm. So you can say it is a limited geographical scope, you can say, if you put it on a country basis, but we are having a very, very strong presence in the countries where we are. Mm-hmm. We within the last 1.5 years, we have opened our own setup in China, which of course brings a lot of value for us. We are also looking at other countries where it will be beneficial for us to open, but we are not, you can say, competing geographically with our big colleagues and competitors in the business, but we are certainly looking at growing in strategic locations. Right. And that will potentially be a bigger presence in China, but certainly also other countries in Asia. Okay. So that's where we are right now.
Okay. And just would you mind just to name those 8 countries where you are present at the moment?
Yeah, we are in China. Mm-hmm. And we are in the Scandinavian countries, yep. We are in the United States, and Greenland.
Wow.
Yeah, that's UK.
Yeah, UK, sorry. Yes. Sorry, UK as well, sorry.
Yeah, but we certainly, you certainly have a good spread there. And of course, no need to have too many offices. It also has to make sense. So it seems to me you cover quite a lot there. Good to hear, Bo. What about for you, Nils? We met recently, and I do understand that you have a lot of experience in handling oversized and break bulk cargoes. Tell me some of the things that you have actually moved under the Lehmann banner recently. What have you been doing?
We have been moving generators. We have been moving concrete mobile system from Poland to Denmark. We have moved moles around in the world from Denmark to Brazil or USA and from China to Europe, and intra-European clotting movement of moles.
Let me just quickly ask you, what is a mold? Because you know, for most people who maybe are not in shipping, they think mold is something you have in your summer house or your house. What is a mold?
A mold is a mold for, you have to have when you want to produce a wind blades. So such molds have typically a length of 40 to 50 meter. And it was mainly made as part charters, so around 2,000 to 3,000 cubic per part charter arrangement.
Okay.
We have also had generators from Germany to Pakistan.
Okay.
There was two or three each 400 ton. There have been other special oil equipment also from Denmark to Singapore. There have been different things also specific. Other funny cases like class one cargo has to go just separately, a smaller vessel allowed to go with class one cargo. So we have had a number of different special things in the past 10 years, I would say.
So I think it's fair to say, I mean, as I mentioned earlier, Lehmann certainly has a good name, and I've been in the business 40 years, so I can vouch for that. We can say that with 800 employees, and although you're only in 8 countries, you basically run the world. I mean, you can do it, and you have experience in handling awkward destinations, not typical Denmark-US, Denmark-China, but it could be from anywhere to anywhere, and you can handle that from Copenhagen, right?
We are a little team of people in the company as I can connect with. So we are eight or nine people, just a new one has come too. So we are a little group. So if I decide to take vacation for 2 months, there's sufficient people with competence that can take the jobs.
Yes, but that makes sense to have a clear backup there in case of traveling or so. Yes, clear. Bo, from your perspective, being the group, with the title and in a group like you have, what is your main job in the group on a daily basis? Are you the one in touch with the customers, or do you make strategy, or how do you develop your role?
Several main priorities, but certainly the product development, the development of what we are doing, and our main, with all due respect for our project, it is still a niche for us. It's important, and we would like to grow it. We need, of course, specialists, but air and ocean, you can say that the mainstream air and ocean is, of course, a very big part of our business. So the product development and the procurement in relation with that, it's very, very important. In my role, and certainly also our agent network.
Right.
We are, as you can hear, we are not present everywhere. So it's very, very important for us that we have strategic partners in all aspects. And we are also aware that we can probably not cover all our needs with one agent in each country. There will be different discussions around doing the freight forwarding business, but that would certainly be the top priorities. And also our day-to-day operations, our productivity, and how we interact with our customers on a customer service, from a customer service point of view. And talking about customers, we all know that that's what we live off. So yes, there will also be some strategic customer interaction, but we have a commercial department, obviously, and they will be the main responsible for bringing in the new business, while we, from an operations point of view, of course, need to make sure that we deliver what has been promised and maintain that high standard, which we put a lot of efforts into doing in Lehmann.
Right. Yes. A question I have to you, it has escaped no one that in the last couple of years, both from a general forwarding point of view, but also recently more and more from special cargo and project cargo point of view, some specific ship owners they are now wanting to do it all. In other words, taking over the role door to door and wanting to step into your shoes. Are you alert on this fact when you place your booking, for example, that you don't book with somebody who will run after your own cargo? Or how is, have you noticed this?
Of course, we have noticed this, but but I'm a little bit divided there. I think we cannot stop that development. Right. But I, what I see is that some of these carriers, ocean carriers, they are tackling this differently.
Some are very
open with saying that they want to do everything and they want to go after practically everything, where others are a little bit more hesitant and a little bit more, I would say, defensive in that by saying that we still need our freight forwarding base to run our business.
We
brutally honest, we have the discussion around it, and we are also putting efforts into having strategic partnerships, but I don't think we can stop the development. And on top of that, I think we are also, you can say, we can also manage that by ourselves, by giving our customers the best service. Then they will automatically stay with us. So I think it is a dynamic market, and we need to be aware of it. But since the consolidation have started, and it will probably be even more in the future, there will be fewer and fewer carriers to carry our containers. So we still need to have a relation with these guys.
I think you said the key word there, keeping a very close customer service. As we say in the forwarding business, once you place with one line and you cannot get away or there's a claim, then you will know to get back to your original forwarder, most likely.
Sure. And again, we are a mid-sized company, depending on how you look at it. But for us, the most important is that we simply stay close with our customers and still also stay as an independent freight forwarder who have the opportunity. So it's also difficult for us to say we cannot work with carrier ABC, because then we're also limiting ourselves. So it's a balance. But I think we need to be open about it when we talk with our customers. That's very, very important.
Good point. Excellent input here. Turning to you, Nils, you mentioned Brazil, China, or different awkward, so to speak, destinations. How do you choose your ship owners? Do you must have a big network of ship owners or charterers and brokers that you do talk to, because you can't find a ship just like that. I suppose with your network, it should be quite sizable.
We have a very good contact, which I sparring with, as nowhere market. And he is a superb knowledge about the best for the best carriers, especially when you talk about part charter.
Yes.
Income basis, know all the different clauses as are completely different from the container lines. So we have not had any bad experience using that good connection, which I have known for the last 10 years. We have had only good experiences with the carriers we have used for the part charters.
It's good to hear, Nils. Sorry, I just quickly interrupt. It's good to hear, because I know myself from experience, you can really burn your fingers there if you don't have the right clause in place for a certain shipment. So you have the contacts there to be able to handle it. Turning back to one specific country that I'd like to ask you about, and that I know from my old background that you've always been very strong at, is the US. I believe Lehman there has quite a strong presence, isn't it, Bo?
Yes, we have. And that's both on air and ocean, and also you can say contract logistics. We are looking a little bit more into now. I know it's a different ball game, so to speak, and different demands from the customers, but certainly yes. And then, of course, the next question will be, well, what will we do with Canada? What will we do with Mexico and so on? Because there's a lot of business going on, but that remains to be seen, of course. But yes, we have a strong presence in the US and have been there for many, many years.
Yeah. How many offices do you have in the US itself at the moment?
Oh, honestly, I don't remember exactly. Yeah. Do you know that exactly? Yeah.
LA, Houston, Atlanta, Miami, New York, Chicago, and Wisconsin.
That's cool. Okay. You certainly cover the whole country with those offices. That's good to hear, because it is a huge continent. I mean, the guy in Wisconsin wouldn't necessarily know somebody in Seattle and vice versa, you know. So you have the full coverage there. May I ask, Bo, you, concerning the COVID situation, is that something that has influenced, well, maybe it's a stupid question, but of course it must have influenced Lehman as well in the last couple of years. What's your feeling on it right now?
It has, certainly, and I just want to say I just started in this role 1st of August, I haven't had the Lehman history with COVID, but certainly yes, and it has shown. I think it's fair to say that the customers needs us. They need us to be close to them and have an even closer partnership in terms of how we help them running their supply chain. I think that's a very, very important part. We also need to, at the same time, have firm partnerships with the ocean carriers, as we talked about a couple of minutes before, but certainly also on our employees, for our employees, where the workplace, you can say, demands have changed. And that's a very important point right now in Lehman, that we want to be a modern workplace. Freight forwarding have been very traditional in the way we work. We go to the office every morning, we work and we go back home. So we are now also transforming that. And that's very important, because we know the world have changed. We can still do a lot of stuff, I think, that has been proven through COVID, from outside of the normal traditional office environments. So that's also some things that we are looking into right now. But yes, it has changed. The freight rates, we all know, have been very high. Now changing again, as it often does. But yes, a lot of things have happened during the last 3 years. But I would say both inside and outside the company, I would say.
It's well observed. Nils, having started in shipping when I was only 10 years old, I just looked at the number you said here. How to attract fresh new talent to be a forwarder? You're an old hand in the business. How would you say, because what I hear from the grapevine, so to speak, is that there's a fight to keep and maintain the good talent. Do you see that as well?
I think that Lehman is a middle-sized company.
Yeah.
It means that from my place in the organization, it's easy to get access to the management level if we have some specific topics to have a quick decision. It takes not days to have approval of the things. And I can also add to Bo that by a COVID situation, we met on a request of customers that had the need for a specific COVID equipment. We made many full charter flights from China into Europe, to different countries in Europe. And also, we had also other different scope of works. just to say that it makes no sense for a car producer to make a car if you do not need some specific items to finish the car. So we made a specific transportation way by road from China to Europe.
Wow. That's cool.
And from the last autumn and the first month of this year to April, we made around 100 truck loads. And suddenly here in the spring, you maybe know that the queue to passing into the border of Kazakhstan.
Yes.
Suddenly it was 3 or 4 weeks.
Yes.
But we were able in our organization to find an unknown other customs passage.
Wow.
So we avoided the 3-4 weeks waiting time. I just passed through another place in the Central Asia, outside Russia, to come into Europe. So the customer we had was very, very happy that we made that alternative routing for their needed deliveries.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And Bo, I would like to just to attracting the young talent. I think that is a challenge, right? And I think it's they can choose, right? Yeah. So we also have to, and that's back to the point of the COVID and then the modern workplace. We also have to realize that we need to do something extraordinary to attract them and to maintain them, not least, because they will be bombarded with a lot of other possibilities, opportunities in their life.
So you want to be a place where people would like to work.
Yes. And also, I think it's also, we also need to maintain the strong values that we have as a company, right? A traditional company with strong values, it's not only how much you pay for people in salary. No. There's a lot of other values as well. To ensure that, because it also creates some momentum in the market, that this is a good place to be, or opposite, not a good place to be. So I think we have some dynamics here that we need to be very much aware of.
It's a very fair point, and also what I hear, and concerning what you mentioned, Nils, about this innovative solutions, it does tell me that doing solutions in COVID times, it shows the power of the independent forwarder who is not straitjacketed into only one solution. It shows the power of what you can do if you have the freedom to do. And I think that's selling that to the customers must be, you have a certainly good reference there. So that's very good to hear for my side, because I did used to be a forwarder. So I'm glad to hear we can still do.
But there will always be a market for all kinds, right? There will be a market, you can say the highway market, where people want that kind of service and others. So I think that's the beauty of it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why when people ask us why we're in shipping, then we have to explain it. That this is what we love about it.
True.
How do you foresee, if I ask you here to conclude the interview, Bo, how do you see the future market in the short and medium term?
I think we see a downturn, slight downturn right now, right? And the market also reflects it. It's getting a little bit shaky right now. Yeah. Uncertainties on the COVID. I think we still see some pockets coming up in China again.
Yeah.
I think that's a little bit the dark horse, if you can put it in that way. But what we see now is that customers are now coming back and coming back with their tenders, want to revisit the supply chain again. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of things to do, right? Okay. And no matter where you are in the marketplace, there will always be something to aim for and to go for, right? And in the long range, looking at the shipping, I think the capacity is coming in, it's growing. Yeah. So I think there will still be pressure on the rates. They will probably not be in as we remember it 10 years ago when it was very, very low, or 15 years ago, it has been up and down, of course, but I think they will never get to that level, but a more decent, if you can put it in that level,
more reasonable
level. I think that's where we can all, where we can all, you can say, have our business running, if you can put it in that way.
Definitely, there should be space for all of us. Yeah. And for you, Nils, from a project cargo and chartering perspective, how do you see, you think you will have some bigger projects in the near future, and you have stuff in the pipeline, and what's your feeling?
I think that there will still be great possibilities, especially because we can combine all the things together. We are working with partners abroad, as not are focused on specific things, but are the same flexibility like Lehman are.
Yeah.
So we find the solutions like you have to send bigger shipments to northern Brazil, for example. It's difficult to send by air freight if you have a great volume, because you have to go to a main airport in the country like Brazil. Then you have to find alternatives.
Yes.
And there are alternatives to come down to a transit time below 20 days for Brazil, northern Brazil, compared with the normal shipping as takes 30, 40 days. Okay. So there will still be space for middle-sized forwarders like Lehman as find the ways to come to serve the customers in their interest.
Yeah. No, it's clear. I'm. It's very, very good to hear that the know-how and the skill is there, and I certainly believe that Lehman has got what it takes. I think I've kind of come to the conclusion of my questions, and you've answered them all to the best that I can hear, and you have answers for basically everything. I want to say formally to you, Bo, many thanks for joining this interview.
Thank you for the invitation, Bo.
Yeah. Anytime, yeah. Yeah. As I said, it's not every day we meet each other. Oh. And Nils, the same to you. Many, many thanks. Good to have seen you again.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. It was a pleasure to join it.
Certainly. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this has been yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. And our special guests of honor today has been Mr. Bo Jepsen. He is the Group COO Air and Ocean for Lehmann, based at the headquarters in Copenhagen. And his colleague, Mr. Nils Spierbom, he's the Project Manager, Special Solutions, also based at Lehmann headquarters in Copenhagen. To both of them, we thank them. And to all of you out there, stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.